There you have good old Nelson Riddle and the boys getting us started off once again on another Thursday evening edition of Surfwave. And, well, we go through this every week by saying it's not just any old Thursday, a very special one indeed, because we have, after all these years, a very special in-studio guest, John and the Night Riders. Quick introduction, guys.
Hello.
Hello. I'm John.
Hi, I'm Dusty.
I'm Pete Curry.
Now, as John and the Night Riders, you may recognize some of those names having been spoken up here in other groups.
Like 2 weeks ago?
More specifically, Slacktone, the Halibuts, and Dusty, Agent Orange. So we have the Round Table of and the Hillbilly Soul Surfers. How could I forget? My God, we'll get into that in a matter of minutes. But we're up here to sort of celebrate the release of John and the Night Riders' new CD, Fiberglass Rocket, and it's out on Atomic Beat Records.
Yeah, and this is my only band.
Yeah, well, thank goodness it shows, John. You've got that dedication, and noticeably absent on the music end of things as far as performing. However, in the interim, you've become probably the authority on the history of surf music. Current articles in Guitar Player magazine, liner notes on every CD that Bob Daly doesn't do the liner notes for, and the authoritative author of your book, which has now been updated,
third edition, yes,
and it's like in glorious hardcover now.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, where might people find that?
Boy, I should have brought all kinds of phone numbers and addresses with me, but I didn't do that.
It's
Popular Culture Inc. is the name of the publisher that has put it out. I don't know where anyone can go locally to find it.
Well, I'm sure
it's not that well distributed, you know.
Well, we'll get details on that next week. In any case, we're going to start things off. It's been kind of a weird week with the passing of Mel Taylor, the drummer of The Ventures. And had the opportunity to go out to his services yesterday, and it was a very nice affair. Some very fond remembrances of Mel, and of course the music of The Ventures, a group that are certainly legends in the instrumental genre. Anything, any insights, anecdotes about your collaborations with Mel over the years, John?
Well, Mel was one of those few people that I'm honored to have known as a friend, and didn't run into him too many times, but I will tell you one of the last times I saw him was a number of years ago at the very last show that John and the Night Riders did as a band, if I remember correctly. I think it was at Madame Wong's West. I think we might have played with the Pandoras.
Wow.
Now that memory is coming back to me a little bit.
But that dates it.
Yeah, and Mel was in the audience that night, I remember, and I know it was the Pandoras now because somehow Mel was associated with the Pandoras. I'm not exactly sure how, but he and they were connected somehow. So he was in the audience that night, and that was the last show we did. So
wow.
Mel was a very nice guy, and it was too bad to
see him go.
Yeah,
and I tell you, Mel was one of the earliest supporters of Surfwave. Actually came up here for an interview when I was just playing surf music before actually doing this show in the mid-70s, so a big supporter of the work we do up here. We're going to get into a tune from him in memory of Mel Taylor. It's Wipeout, and then on to John and the Night Riders.
Thank you.
Okay, the drumming styles there of one Mel Taylor, certainly missed in the world of surf music as well as in general. You're tuned into Surfwave here on KXLU, 88.9 FM, way on the left end of your dial in the wild town of Westchester tonight, having the extreme pleasure to have as our in-studio guest John and the Night Riders. And you guys have a huge show coming up Saturday. I mean, how long has it been since there has been surf music at the Roxy?
Good question.
I mean, it's been...
Probably since I fell off my drum riser there. It's been several years, they say.
Yeah, so what are the details on the show?
Gosh, Saturday night, Roxy, Sunset Strip with Davey Allen and the Arrows... what more can I say?
I noticed that they were kind enough to add an H to your name in the ad in the paper, John.
Yeah, well, that gets confused all the time. You should have seen the fun we had with it in Europe.
Oh, my gosh.
All kinds of different combinations and permutations of John.
Now, before we delve into the new CD, which we've been playing over the last couple of weeks, just wanted to touch briefly upon the article in Guitar Player magazine, because I know that that's gotten quite a buzz going around about the revival of, they sort of put space and surf music together as one. What is the current outlook on surf music in your view? Because it seems like I can hardly keep up with all the releases and stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, well, I agree. I gave up keeping track of what's going on in surf music a couple of years ago. It just became too much to keep track of everything that's coming out. So it's amazing. There's just a tremendous amount of recordings that are being released in a lot of groups, and not just here, but overseas as well.
Indeed, yeah.
And it keeps coming. It just keeps coming. A couple of weeks go by, and I hear about a new group, and a couple of weeks go by, and I hear about a new one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a good sign. Hopefully that bodes well for the longevity of the music.
Yeah, the more the better.
Now, you yourself, you did take a bit of a hiatus, as we mentioned before. What was it that kind of got you back into performing and then ultimately recording again?
Basically, I think what's going on right now with the popularity of the music at the level that it's at, with all of the activity that's going on, I realized about a year and a half ago that... that there was, obviously there was something going on, there was definitely a scene developing, and that it was as strong or getting as strong very quickly as it was in the early 80s when we were playing around. And compared to then, of course, what's happening now is 100 times stronger and more widespread, I think. But it was basically realizing what was going on at the time and just saying, gee, you know, maybe it would be time to do another record again. I really didn't plan anything much more than just doing another record.
Mm-hmm.
So I called the guys up and invited Pete to join us on bass, because Jeff, our original bass player, is now living up in Oregon.
Oh,
he wasn't able to join us this time out, but and Pete graciously accepted, and Pete's done a fine job for us.
Indeed he has.
So everybody came together and agreed to do it. We did it, and there you go.
Well, we're going to be hearing the results tonight, and good ones indeed they are. Now, I must say, hearkening back to the writing career, it must be fun to be out there playing again up on stage.
I haven't done it yet, so.
Oh, no.
wait until Saturday night.
Yeah.
What? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I guess I did. How quickly we forget.
Oh,
listen, well, actually, playing with the Halibuts, the few times that I had the honor to do that, and it was an honor, was a heck of a lot of fun. I mean, the first time up in Los Altos Hills at Phil Dirt's show.
All right.
Up there was a blast. And it's been great fun, you know. But in all honesty, recording has always been much more fun to me than playing live has been. So I've always kind of looked forward to the next record, sort of, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. Look forward to the next recording session rather than the next live show.
It's great to have you recording, and the writing, we always enjoy that, but it's got to be like sex. It's probably more fun to do it than write about it.
Boy,
so
yeah,
good to have you back up there on
agree
stage.
With that.
Who's this drifter that wandered in? Don't we have security?
Oh my goodness! I just turn around. It's Mr. Mystery Man. Yeah. Sign in, please. Can you use a fake voice or something?
Hello.
Hi, John. Hey,
oh,
Jim.
Hey, Dave.
Pete. Dusty. How you doing?
It's Letterman. No.
You guys were rehearsing tonight as well, I understand, since you were walked in with a guitar.
All right. Here's the deal. Insect Surfers. Hi, folks. We were supposed to play on Saturday night, August, what, 17th, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, no, John and Knight Riders, they're playing that night. So we actually called up and switched the date. So we're playing tomorrow night at Toes instead, so I can go see the big show.
All right.
Very
good. That's great.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's wonderful, Dave.
You're and
a great fan, a good friend.
You know, I think you made the point, John.
Here's your
$5. Oh. Yeah. That, you know, 3 years ago, this never would have happened, you know. But it's a surf explosion, and it's wonderful.
Indeed
you
it
know?
Is.
So, hey.
That's a good point.
There you go.
It gives me a lot of new stuff to play. I tell you, for a number of years there, we were playing a lot of the same things. we're going into some new stuff, but actually we're revisiting an older song from John and the Knight Riders, and that is Depth Charge.
Depth Charge. What would you like to know about Depth Charge?
Well, just give
Don't
us
Don't you the... have any new ideas?
Ooh.
Ooh. That was on your first album.
Well, I guess Dave already made the point, but this is kind of a little different version, and with Pete on bass, so a little different feel. But the band is essentially the original members, with the exception of the addition on Pete on bass.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
That's right. One interesting story about why Depth Charge was re-recorded was because, for some reason, that one song of all the originals that we ever did has been used the most in terms of compilations and movies.
Oh, really?
They've always gone back to Depth Charge for some reason, and I've really never been able to understand that. So I thought, well, you know, there
it's
he goes.
Because it's a great song, John.
Oh,
it
thanks.
Really is.
Well,
thanks,
we're just going to jump on the bandwagon,
but see,
too.
The original was so poorly recorded, you see, and I figured if people were going to continue expressing an interest in the song, let me go back into a studio and try and come
right
up
way.
With a better recording of the tune. So that's why we re-recorded it, and that's what you're hearing on the new CD is the new version.
Here indeed.
The new improved version.
The new and improved. Here we go. John and the Knight Riders off Fiberglass Rocket. It is indeed Depth Charge. Okay, well, there we go. That was Depth Charge from John and the Night Riders. And once again, if you hear some strange noises, those are just planes taking off from L.A. International Airport, because we're, if you're following the continuing saga of the randomness of the KXLU studio, we're kind of in a different room from week to week, and sort of making do with what we can up here. We are have a lovely view of Westchester out there, and with that in mind, Marilyn's a Westchester girl, isn't she, Dusty?
Yeah, she is, in fact. Born and raised, and she moved to Venice, and then now we have her in Marina Del Rey, actually. And, you know, speaking of Marilyn, I want to say hi to Marilyn if you're listening. And, of course, I want to say thank you to everybody in the surfing community that called the house. You know, I don't know if everyone's aware, but Marilyn was in an accident, and she's doing really, really well. And, like, she's at home. She's out of the hospital. And the surfing community, so many people called. It was just amazing, the family and the support that's built around this. I mean, I don't know. I was really blown away and just honored to be a part of this community. It just felt really good to get a lot of your calls. So thanks to all that called.
Good. Well, we are in the process of queuing up a tune, and we will get that ready for Marilyn in a matter of minutes. Once again, want to mention the show on Saturday. It's going to be at the Roxy Theater featuring, of course, John and the Night Riders and Davey Allen and the Arrows. So that's going to be a great combination.
Yeah, they were one of the best bands at the Strand show last, when was it, April?
Yeah, they April. Really.
Yeah, the Surfers Paradise show. They were excellent.
It took them a while to get all the Daves assembled, but the trio of Daves now, they really do have a great sound.
Yeah.
So we'll be looking forward to that. Dave, you're
also
inching closer to the mic here.
Yeah,
what's
you know, tomorrow night, Saturday night, the Davey Allen Arrows will also be debuting a new rhythm guitarist, Carmen Hillebrew.
How about that?
She's going to be rocking out with Davey Allen and the Arrows. And, you know, her name's not Dave like everybody else in the band, but it should be a rock fest.
It might be Saturday night, you know.
Yeah, Saturday night.
Dave Hillebrew has kind of a ring to it. I mean,
Dave Hillebrew, yeah.
She could do that.
She can change it, yeah.
Sure.
So did she have to trade in that surfboard she won to get into the group, or?
I don't know, yeah. She won that huge longboard at that Santa Monica.
Yeah. Walked away
and
with a nice
one. And also, folks,
one.
Come see the Insect Surfers Friday night at Toes.
And we must
for the big warm-up.
Toes Tavern down in Redondo Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Adjacent to Weedle Woodcraft. I don't know if that's still there or not, but that. Another landmark at the beach goes down. In any case, we're going to... Do you got this thing ready, Kelsey?
This might be running. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to try it. What is it?
It should be Gung Ho for Dong Ho.
Okay, here we go. Bear with us. Well, we'll work on that in the meantime. We're going to go back to John and the Night Riders for a tune entitled Boogie Board. Now, John, I assume you wrote this one for Dave because he's such a sponger.
Oh, dear.
No comment, huh?
No, I didn't actually write it for Dave, but we can dedicate it to Jamie Murray if you like.
Oh, there we go.
I don't know if Jamie's listening, but Jamie's big on the boogie board.
Indeed,
so,
she is, and I know
so
she's tuned in out in Del
Rey
tonight.
Hi, Jamie, and this is for you.
All righty. You are tuned in to KXLU Surf Wave, and it is John and the Night Riders.
Thank you.
Okay. Well,
are you going to have two guitars?
I'm hearing some guitar talk in the background, so why don't we look...
John, if you break a string, are you have another guitar, or are you going to just like change it on stage like Dick Dale?
Dick who?
You know, that guy, the man who invented rock and roll and the sandwich and the and the telephone, yeah.
You're
the light bulb.
James Brown, that's who you're talking about. You know, you got to get your musical history straight here, Arnson, I swear.
Now, I am a little worried about him talking about himself in the third person, though, in that guitar player article. It's that desert heat, I tell you. They say it's dry.
Bob
but...
Dole does that too?
Oh, he
Bob
does.
Dole,
wait, Bob Dole, Dick Dale, yeah.
I see. It could happen.
Yeah.
Well, speaking about the history of surf music now, this is pertinent to John. You did, I understand, a big article in the Orange County Register last Sunday.
Mark Brown wrote an article in the Orange County Register. Yeah, I did a very good job with it, basically saying that surf is back and Orange County was... the origin of the music, and there are a number of Orange County bands playing the music today, and here they are, and that was sort of the article.
Well, now, kind of in a nutshell, what is the sort of annotated history of John and the Night Riders? When did you actually, the genesis of, I know that you played different types of music growing up in high school and such, and when did the sort of surf bug hit you?
Gee, well, the surf bug hit me in the 60s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was... buying all the records back then. I cut my guitar teeth, so to speak, on Dick Dale and the Challengers and the Ventures. Yeah, thank you, Dave. Yeah, it really helps for you to do that every once in a while, because I tend to start getting really serious, you know. And to have you in the background, you know, kind of pull me out of this black hole of seriousness that I get into is really cool, and I like that.
You never let anybody get too serious up here.
Yeah, you gotta watch me. You know, we had a rehearsal this evening, and
uh-huh.
We basically played all of the tunes we're going to play Saturday night a couple of times, two or three or four times actually, and so I am one beat puppy tonight. And it's easy for me to get into that black hole. So Dave, when you hear me, you know, falling. Anyway.
He's our built-in safety net.
Now, where was I?
Talking about the actual... We'll skip right to the beginnings of John and the Night Riders.
The beginnings of John and the Night Riders. Gosh, late 1979, at a party at my house that I had to celebrate the publishing of the first edition of my discography, of my surf book.
Which I luckily still have a copy of. That's probably quite a collector's item.
Boy,
these days.
So it was... Well... I won't say anything. Yeah, I guess it is a collector's item these days. Or fodder for the bottom of parakeet cages, however you want to look at it. Dave, you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, how did you and Dusty get together?
Dusty came into the band because the bass player, Jeff Nicholson, knew Dusty, I believe. The two of you. I didn't know you. Right?
No, actually, see, John's getting older. I need to refresh his memory here. John used to live out in Riverside, and actually I lived out there too, and I was in a couple of punk bands out there, the Stepmothers and the Press, and there was only one club in that entire area to play at, and it was called The Squeeze. Actually, Jeff Nicholson ran the place, and John Blair booked the place, and that was the scene, you know. So I was down there all the time, and I met John, and he booked my band to open for the Knack at the Squeeze, and then from there he goes, "Hey, have you ever played surf music?" And I go, "What the hell is surf music?" You know? And but it's fast, and you can play anything you want and play really fast, he said. So I go, "Okay, that's what I want to do."
Dusty's only two qualifications for playing drums: anything you want and fast.
That's it.
Yeah.
And and then the rest, John will pick up. But I just had to refresh your memory there.
Thank you. Yeah, and you did. That's true.
We should play a Knack song.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
There's probably a lot of them up here at Kings.
Hey, John, now here's another, let's put this often recurring ugly rumor to rest. Nikki Six.
Uh-oh.
The bass player on your band. See, people all think that it's the same Nikki Six who was in the heavy metal band, what were they called?
Motley Crue.
Was it Motley Crue?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or Wasp or something like that, or Meat Eater, or, you know. Now, it's a different Nikki Six, right?
Right.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to put that rumor to rest or not. But
yeah, that's true. Different Nikki Six.
In any case, we're going to get back to the music. That's what we're here for, with a apt... song off the new John and the Night Riders CD entitled Fiberglass Rocket. And again, this is on Atomic Beat, which is, I guess, this is kind of the first release on what is now a division of AVI or something?
Atomic Beat is a division of AVI, right, that they started to for contemporary bands. And we do have the flagship release, so we got to sell some copies of this to...
So please buy one.
So at least they'll put out some more. I mean, they have a new CD coming out. It's probably the second release. In fact, I know it's the second release behind ours by a band called The Fathoms from Boston.
I've heard a lot of
really incredible
them,
right? band. Great. Incredible band.
Good.
And that should be out any day, I believe.
Okay.
Any day.
Well, the next tune we have up is entitled Night Patrol, and... with the weather that we have had recently, I hope there are a lot of people out there actually having a night patrol. It's a good evening for it. A little sort of humid out there, but the weather is definitely favorable. And the waves today actually weren't too bad. And thank goodness they said the water was clean enough to actually go in again. So, hey, we're back to normal here in Southern California with John and the Night Riders doing Night Patrol. Well, for those of you out doing your night patrol this evening, indeed, that was Night Patrol from John and the Night Riders, and that perhaps will be one of the tunes included in the set on Saturday.
You never know.
Okay.
You never know.
There'll be a little
the set
bit
list
of
is a highly secretive thing right now. It's being kept under wraps by the law firm of Beans, Beans, and Beans. What's their name?
Blah, blah, and blah.
Yeah.
Well, we
Price Waterhouse. That's Price Waterhouse.
We won't try and crack that code. Now, the availability, this is in the stores, all your popular suppliers for music?
All of the stores with better taste have the CD, yes.
Okay, great. We are
Still sort of randomly playing with our equipment up here with the helpful hands of Pete Curry. And actually, we're the next song we have up, Amor Del Mar. There are a couple featured players or guest artists on the album, and John Zambetti of the Malibus appears on this, does he not?
Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly sure when I asked John if he would be interested in participating in the record. It was probably down at the Lighthouse in Hermosa Beach at one of those shows. But John agreed, and I don't know, however it worked out. He plays at the very beginning of Amor Del Mar on a electric 12-string, Fender electric 12-string.
Great. Now, I didn't get a chance to see it, but he was on MTV's Beach House.
Yeah, I missed that, too. Yeah. I had it circled in my TV guide, and I just spaced out.
Yeah, I
was busy rehearsing the songs for the show, guys.
That's priority, John? Yeah. Come on. MTV or John of the Night Riders, please. Okay, here we go.
If you're going to play Amor Del Mar, let me dedicate this to someone.
Please
let
do.
Let me send this out to Annie. I know she's listening, and this is for you.
So that one going out to Annie tonight?
Yes.
Amor Del Mar. And that is indeed off the brand new CD, Fiberglass Rocket, from John and the Knight Riders. And I tell you, it's a real pleasure to have you guys up here after all these years. And especially, I mean, you practiced tonight. You drove all the way up from Anaheim, putting some mileage on the machine and making it up here to play tunes for the folks. So very much appreciative of that.
Well, hey, that's what we do. We give.
Yes.
We give, give, give.
And
always.
And
give,
being in
give,
surf
give.
Music, we don't get much back, do
yeah, we?
We
never.
I've only been up here 21 years and haven't gotten paid yet. So, in any case, we're premiering the new John and the Knight Riders CD. We may sneak a few older ones in from what is a great compilation entitled Banished to the Beach. It's an anthology of tunes recorded between 1979 and 1986. This is a German release, John?
Mm-hmm.
And is this fairly widely available?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. Is it still in print?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if they search around and find it.
It's just really hard to find here for whatever reason. So.
Okay, well, it's a great compilation, and indeed including 28 tunes, so you can't go wrong on that. We're going to hop back in, though, to the new one with a tune. Let's see, why don't we... Say something, Dave, while we're working here. What are you doing taking notes?
Well, you know, I mean, I actually do listen to KXLU in the daytime.
Isn't it sounding better? Well, what do you think?
I think actually the station... You mean quality of reception or programming?
Just the overall music sound.
I actually do. I think KXLU has improved a lot, actually, in the past, I would say, like, 2 or 3 years. Like, it's not so... Let's play something because it's abrasive, you know. And there's a lot of DJs who now they really, you know, stretch out, and you can hear stuff that, like, you know, like the folky stuff by Nick Drake, and you have Naomi on Thursdays who plays all the, you know, the death metal.
That's
like,
your favorite.
You know?
That's your favorite.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. Crazy stuff, crazy, but the kids love it, you know. But no, I think KXLU is really good these days. But I listen to it at like lunchtime all the time. And so I'm writing down. I'm going over the CD library here, writing down all this stuff to you know, request.
Well, just make sure yours is in there because we should get a plug in for the Insect Surfers.
You know, I sent our CD to KXLU like 2 months ago. Has it appeared yet?
Well, you know how the station is. I just got my mail from like April or May last week.
Yeah, so for those of you out in Radioland, it is really a stark wasteland up here. Like, all the records are like in cardboard boxes. They have like a really small shelf of CDs, and I can see how it got lost in the shuffle, but you know, I'm hurt.
Oh, Dave.
I can talk about it.
Well, okay. You've come to grips with it.
But we can play it tonight.
Okay, we're back to John and the Knight Riders now with a tune entitled Joyride. And who should we send this one out to tonight?
Oh, well, we need to send this one out to Kirk Wenzel, of course.
Okay, Kirk. What's that room number?
Thank you.
Okay. I think those were actually live recorded sounds of Dave Arntzen leaving work.
Again.
When you stick around town long enough to go in, that is. In any case, John and the Night Riders, tune entitled Joyride, and we're on one tonight, be it on land or on sea, or as we like to say to all the ships at sea out there in the marina. Tonight, very pleased to have as in-studio guest John and the Night Riders, of course, with John Blair, Dusty Watson, Peter Curry, and we are missing one of the...
Dave
is out in Redlands.
Yes.
But
good memory.
Yeah, he will certainly be there on Saturday. It's going to be a great show. Do you know what time it's going to start, John? Any idea?
No, not really. We're supposed to play at about 11, I think.
Okay, so probably the usual 9 o'clock.
But don't show up at 11 for us. You got to show up earlier and hear Davey Allen play.
I heard that Davey Allen is on at 10, John and the Night Riders on at 11, and then after John and the Night Riders, Johnny Legend, the crazy rockabilly guy. He looks like Rip Van Winkle, real tall guy with a beard and long hair. He hosts wrestling matches and stuff.
I saw him at a weird wrestling thing, yeah.
There you go.
He's in a group?
Yeah.
He calls himself the bastard son of rockabilly.
Oh, well, hey. What a
catchy title.
Yeah, catchy, isn't
it? What a triple header. I didn't know what to say there.
I have that tattooed, by the way.
I can imagine.
No, don't show us, Dave. No, don't.
Pull him back up, Dave. Okay. We're going to go back into the closet, if you will, for a tune from John and the Night Riders past, and I think you've got a dedication on this one, Dusty.
Yeah, this one was actually recorded at Santa Monica Civic in October of 1980, and it was John the Night Riders' first show, actually, you know, like in front of people and all that kind of stuff. And it was with Dick Dale and the Surf Punks at Santa Monica Civic, and it's a live recording. It's very, very crude, and it's actually one of my favorites, and it goes out to Marilyn.
Yeah, that was a wild evening, most definitely. Okay, digging back in the archives. That is off the aforementioned CD out of Germany, Banished to the Beach, an anthology of John and the Night Riders covering the years 1979 through 1986, going out to Maryland in, do we call that the Marina?
That's Marina.
Okay, good, Maryland. Glad to hear you're doing better, and hope you're up listening in. We do have John and the Night Riders, as we said before, and also Dave Arntzen,
who honorary Knight Rider,
who has a big show coming up on Friday tomorrow night, and that starts at
Toes. They usually have music till like 9 to 12:30 or so.
And you're going to play, as you say, every song you know.
We'll play all the songs we know. You know, 3 or 4 hours worth. Try not, you know, Toes Tavern is like boot camp. You know, they make you fill up the whole evening, so it forces you to learn countless songs. And how's the Halibut show the other week there, Pete?
Heard it was, yeah,
cool.
It was
did you play time. Everything you know? You probably couldn't even fit that in.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
You
usually,
can't,
I
you
like.
Can't play everything you know.
They don't know everything they know.
I would like to take this moment. Thanks for letting me plug the show. You know, tomorrow night for our. You know, like I say, I'll,
what show, Dave?
Like we had a choice.
Now
Dave.
See here, but
oh, you're not talking about the one at Toes Tavern, are you? In Redondo Beach tomorrow night. That you and the Insect Surfers, which is your band, isn't it?
Didn't I see you with Casey Kasem?
No, I don't think you did.
Keep that's your the letter feet on the ground, that's, but reach for the.
That's the letter U and the numeral two. Hey, you know, I would like to take this moment for my John Blair testimonial. You know,
please.
The first time I heard Surfbeat 80, like John's heard this already. You know, but I was in a record store in D.C. and I'd had the Insect Surfers for about a year and a half. You know, and it was like all instrumental surf music, and nobody was doing that in 1980. And I actually was. I cried in the store. It was so cool. I wept openly.
Dang.
Because it was like pure instrumental surf music. I mean, we had some vocal stuff too. But so John Blair gets the bonus points for doing the whole instrumental thing. Back to you, John.
Have you noticed how all the cool guys wear glasses?
Now, I've got, John, we've got a lot of, as Dave would call them, guitar dicks that are really into the equipment. And I heard that in the Orange County Register article, there's a picture of your current guitar.
Yeah, the cover of the Register.
So why don't we just to fill people in who perhaps may not be able to make it to the show on Saturday, what's your setup?
Well, let's see. The guitar is a 1971 Silvertone. It's a Sears model. You guys aren't laughing. Dave! You want the cold,
wasn't
hard,
that a
dirty...
Squire from Guitar Center?
You want all the cold, hard, dirty facts about my gear?
Just the quick and dirty.
Shame
on
you guys.
Dirty.
God, you're asking me about my
gear. we can copy you!
Well, look, you know, I play out of pretty much vintage stock Fender equipment for the most part.
Right.
It's primarily a dual Showman amplifier, a outboard Fender reverb unit, and the amp and the reverb are both 60s gear. I have a 1958 Stratocaster that I'm playing now that I really enjoy, a couple of 60s Jaguars, and that's it. Basically,
the vintage
it really hasn't been. None of the equipment has been modified that much. You know,
so just the good old traditional
little electrical parts replaced here and there, but
good.
You know, so that's it.
Well, speaking of that reverb, that's a big part of the next song. What do we have up next?
Oh yeah, you know, I don't know if my brother is listening to the show tonight. He's out in Burbank. He may be listening. Do you get to Burbank?
Oh,
don't you?
Certainly.
Strong
yes.
signal in Burbank.
We are.
Well,
beating,
hey, Richard, if you're listening, hey, this is for you. This is a little serious reverb kicking action here on this tune called Earthquake.
Hey, Richard.
At Surf City. Hey, Dusty, say hi to Richard.
Hey, Richard. Enjoy it, brother.
Hallelujah.
We'll be right back.
Okay, that one going out to Burbank tonight to Richard, did you say, John?
My bro, if he's listening, yeah.
Okay, hopefully he is, as the rest of Burbank should be tuned into Surfwave and indeed KXLU in general. That tune entitled Earthquake at Surf City. Oh, this is earthquake weather almost, so hopefully that doesn't portend any disasters. But I tell you, the big shows this weekend, the Insect Surfers tomorrow night down at Toe's Tavern, and then the big show as surf music returns to the Sunset Strip. It is going to be John and the Night Riders and Davey Allen and the Arrows at the Roxy Theater. Show kicking off probably around 9 o'clock. I imagine it'll be sold out, so get up there early. Do you know anything about ticket sales, if they're like Ticketmaster, Ticketron, or...
No, I don't know. Now, Dave probably knows. Dave, tell him about ticket sales.
Yeah. You can get them at Ticketmaster, but, you know, it's probably they'll tack on the, like, $5, you know, monopoly of ticket sales charge.
So just
or
show
something
up at the box office real early. And
thank you, Dave.
Hey, you know what?
Dave. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
This is going to be a good musical week for me because I'm going to see... I'll play tomorrow night. I see John and the Night Rise, Davey Allen, Arrows, Saturday night. And next week, I'll actually see the Sex Pistols.
Oh,
dude.
Never, Dave, let me give you some advice. Never mind the bollocks. Okay? Never mind the bollocks. Go surfing instead.
Okay, that's going to pretty much do it for this evening. A real pleasure, John.
Hey, thanks for having us up here.
Thank you for
Jim,
coming up. I know it's been a crazy day for you, and once again, our memories of Mel Taylor and his passing this week. We'll have some more ventures for you next week, but we are going to end off with a tune that will tie in very nicely, I think, with our upcoming show, which is Happy Trails with your host Robert Douglas. That's up at midnight, and this is also off the brand new CD from John and the Night Riders, a tune entitled Horror Hayride. And there's a little story behind this one, John.
It's just that it was originally done by an artist from, I'm not even sure where the guy's from, actually. Nashville, I guess, maybe now. He was in Texas for a while. Anyway, Webb Wilder is the guy's name.
Uh-huh.
And he's done three or four records that are just incredibly great rock and roll music. I mean, the guy's really good at what he does, and he's recorded a few instrumentals. He is not a surf artist, nor is he an instrumental artist. He is a rock and roll artist. But he's recorded a couple of really good instrumentals, one of which was Horror Hayride from several years back, and I liked it so much I wanted to cover it. So there you go. We turned it into a kind of a surfy thing with some reverb, but basically this is Webb Wilder's original called Horror Hayride.
Okay, great. Thanks,
Jim.